AFP World News Report 7. Lesson 1. First autonomous ship prepares for maiden voyage from UK. 3. Listening Practice 2. The Mayflower 400 is on a collision course. A small boat is in its path, but its cameras see the threat and its artificial intelligence plots a new course. Collision avoided. It's a good result for software engineer Matthew Shaw, who's monitoring this sea trial.
It's very good to see. There's a lot of work and development been put into all of the software, and it's nice to see it working in a real-life situation.
The Mayflower 400 team hope it will be the first unmanned vessel to navigate across the Atlantic Ocean. Following in the wake of its namesake, which took settlers from England to America 400 years ago, it will sail from Plymouth, UK to Plymouth, Massachusetts. Mir Wen is helping make final adjustments and says there's a lot of work still to do before the ship sails in May.
It's possible. It's just a bit of struggle that we're still in the trials area, so we haven't been able to go out in full choppy ocean waves, wind, rain. The full sort of worst-case scenario stuff hasn't been achieved yet.
As space for a crew isn't needed, the inside of the ship is cramped. But there will be room for several science experiments. Measuring sea levels, the chemical content of the ocean, and recording audio to track whale populations. The hope is that autonomous ships will allow collection of much more data than manned vessels alone.
If we can do that, remaining safe in terms of other people on the ocean, other ships on the ocean, and also dealing with whatever the ocean can throw at us from a weather perspective, if the AI systems can do that, that's a huge move forward into reducing the cost of going to sea to collect the data that we need to understand the planet better, and that's really the ultimate goal.
The ship will be monitored from land using the cameras and sensors aboard and can be remotely controlled in an emergency. The AI captain has been trained using thousands of images and collision avoidance rules that it gradually learns from.
We don't have to show her every single boat she'll ever see for her to know that that particular boat is a boat. There are common features, and that applies to the decisions she makes as well. So there are common features in the types of data that she can apply to all the scenarios she's in.
The team say they're not looking into the commercial applications of the technology. But if the 3-week voyage is a success, the Mayflower 400 could sail into the history books, just like its historic predecessor. 5. Summary.
The Mayflower 400 team wants to send an unmanned ship across the Atlantic Ocean. It will be monitored from land using cameras and sensors. The ship can be controlled remotely in an emergency, and the AI captain has been trained using thousands of images and collision avoidance rules. The team hopes that the autonomous ship will collect more data than a manned vessel. The ship will sail in May, and the team is not interested in using the technology for commercial purposes. If the voyage is successful, the Mayflower 400 will make history.
2. Reading. Autonomous technology, such as drones or driverless cars, is changing all areas of life. As its use expands, it will alter how people live, work, and connect with the world around them. One way it will do this is by increasing efficiency. Self-driving cars, for example, will be used throughout the day by different travelers. As the cars are always in use, it will free parking spaces that could be better used, for instance, as parks or housing. The cars will speak with each other, thus allowing them to drive quicker and arrive at destinations faster. The technology will also improve accessibility. For instance, drones will be able to deliver medical supplies to remote locations or disaster zones. Drones can also be used in other ways, such as for surveying, photography, or search and rescue missions. Accessibility also allows more freedom for people with disabilities, the elderly, and those living in remote areas. For example, robots can bring food, medicine, and other items to people who live in areas without easy access to stores or public transport. As well as increased efficiency and accessibility, autonomous technology will create new businesses. For example, self-driving cars can be used for ride-sharing services, saving people money on transport costs. Robots will be used to clean public spaces, security drones will be used to patrol large areas, and hospitals will use medical robots to perform surgeries. The introduction of autonomous technology will change things in ways that, for now, society cannot fully grasp. But as technology continues to develop, it will reshape the ways that people interact with their surroundings and the world around them.